Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today, talking Senate Farm Bill from a cattle perspective in just a moment.
The reasons for quitting tobacco are really adding up. If higher cigarette taxes have you thinking about quitting, multiply your chances of success with free help. The Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline offers free services designed to help you quit your own way. When you're ready to subtract tobacco from your life, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit okhelpline.com. If you have sooner care, talk with your doctor about your quitting benefits. The Helpline is brought to you by TSET and Sooner Care.
Wheat farmers, looking for a wheat variety that's thrived in just about every environment? Then choose Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Gallagher has a duster heritage and leads a pack in forage production and grain yield. It also holds up well against diseases and Hessian fly. And Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek. Get one of the Great Plains' top hard graze and grain wheat varieties. Choose Gallagher. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more. That's okgenetics.com.
Allison Rivera with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office says the passage of the 2018 Farm Bill across the floor of the U.S. Senate, good news for all of agriculture, including the cattle industry. She says there's a couple of key things about the Senate version that's important to U.S. beef producers.
Our focus on this bill and taking a look at what happened over the last couple of days, we had a couple of focuses. In the base bill, we have a permanent authorization of a foot and mouth disease vaccine bank, which we are grateful for. However, unlike the House version, grateful for the permanent reauthorization, but there is no funding attached. And so that's a huge issue that we're going to have to tackle in conference. Didn't have any major concerns with this bill. Didn't love the conservation title as much as we preferred the House version of the conservation title. But again, I think that there is room to work with the Senate and work with the House in a conference committee to work out some of the differences. There were a couple of things that we were keeping a close eye on yesterday and we were pushing back on and working behind the scenes. We weren't sure what was going to actually come to a vote. There was one item that we were attempting to fix in the Senate bill, and that was an amendment to add a 150 air mile exemption on the back end of ag commodity hauls. This is something that we have been working for a while, and the opportunity to add it to this farm bill came about. We had 24 bipartisan co-sponsors of this amendment, and unfortunately, we couldn't get agreement from Senator Stabenow to allow this amendment to reach the floor. So that was something that we've been spending a lot of time on, and we were very sad to see that not make it through.
One thing that didn't make it through that the cattle industry is very pleased about is the so-called Lee Booker Amendment.
You know, basically this amendment would have been very harmful to the beef checkoff and many other checkoffs that are out there and that are working and benefiting our producers. And so this amendment would have been a poison pill. And so we are grateful that we were able to defeat it. It was a huge coalition effort. NCBA played a huge role in that. And we got a lot of members fired up. We had a lot of our affiliates fired up to remind their members how important the checkoffs are for us to essentially sell more beef out there. I mean, it is important to our producers that the checkoffs remain intact. And so this would have been, a very negative thing if it had gone through. So we were very grateful to defeat the Lee Booker Amendment.
And now that the House and the Senate have passed their respective versions of farm policy, Allison Rivera says, next step, the conference.
So what we're hearing is that now that both bills have passed, that after this holiday recess week for the 4th, that the staff from both sides will come back that second week of July and start working and having conversations amongst themselves. Hopefully the House and the Senate will move quickly to pick conferees for the conference committee. And then as soon as those are chosen, we'll move forward and get to work. There's a lot of work from the staff level and a lot of back and forth between them. And so these bills are obviously very different. And so there is going to be a lot of conversations had about how we move forward with two very different bills. And once they can come to an agreement, then hopefully those bills will quickly shoot back to the House and Senate, and we'll get them passed and onto the president's desk before September 30th.
Allison Rivera out of the Washington, D.C. office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Well, cattle producers, it's the 30th annual Week in the Rockies sale of Superior Livestock coming up the 9th through the 13th of July. It'll be coming live from Breckenridge, Colorado from Beaver Run Resort. 217,000 head will be offered on Dish Network, on DirecTV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts 8:30 a.m. Central Time each morning. The auction itself at 9 a.m. Central Time. For more information, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.